If you feel too young to be old and wise, but old enough to remember anyway, don't worry. Your problem is shared by Malou and Paul Olswang.
Well, the whole thing started when...
we were walking through the shopping mall, and...
there's a place down there that sells knives, and Paul really likes knives. In fact, he collects them. He saw this knife.
It was a Barlow-style pocket knife made by Case. And they're really nice, and I bought one a number of years ago for $8, and I really liked it, and I lost it.
So he asked the woman there how much it was, and she said...
$25. I thought, $25, let me look at it. And it was exactly the same one as I'd bought for $8, and I said to her...
$24.95? Why, I remember when I could get that for $8. And she had this look on her face like, this happens to me every day. I am so bored.
And I was trying to get her to feel just how much this price had changed. And she got this real blank look on her face.
And so I said, Paul,
you've just become a young geezer of America.
Would you like to join? The only requirement is that you're under 40 years old and that you can remember when.
They don't understand just what a shock it is.
For some reason, when I graduated from high school, my father decided he should buy me a car. So he bought me a Saab, and they got about 32 miles to the gallon. Well, gasoline cost about 32 cents a gallon at that time. So I could go anywhere I wanted to for about a penny a mile. Well, New York was about 1,000 miles from Iowa, so if I had $10, I could drive to New York, which I did on several occasions. Well, no longer.
Well, now I goes back a ways, little girlie. I mean, I can remember when gasoline was $29.9.
Gas? 22 cents a gallon.
Gas! I used to get gas in Texas for 15 and 9 tenths cents per gallon. I swear.
I haven't bought a new car in... Volkswagens. Used to be under $2,000. Now they're $7,000 for a Volkswagen.
$7,000 for that?
What was I saying just the other day? Stuff that costs so much and you used to be able to get it for nothing?
Coca-Cola's cost a nickel. It's true. I used to go to the Jewish Community Center.
And a 5-cent candy bar is now 30 or 35 cents. You could buy a hamburger for three pounds for a dollar on sale. Now what is it?
Like what was that, $1.69?
There was a restaurant in the town I lived in called the Buck 49 Steakhouse. You could get a steak dinner for $1.49.
Clothing. I remember I used to go into the very nice dress store and buy a fully lined dress, only the very best made clothes, $25. And now, you would pay $200 for a dress made that way.
Movies used to cost a quarter. A quarter for 12 and unders. And now they're...
I remember living in Marin County in Point Reyes Station and buying a case of gallons of Red Mountain, 4 gallons of Red Mountain for $5.
You don't see that anymore.
A good beer.
Used to be able to go in, plunk down 15 cents for a glass of beer. I'm not that old. Now it's 70 cents.
I don't remember that. I wasn't drinking underage like Jeff.
That's right, and that
book is the most ridiculous thing, I think, recently. Now, what do you pay for a paperback? About $2.50 now, and they go up $3.95. They'll charge you for a crummy thing that you used to pay. Well, I've got some of my old ones are 35 cents, you know.
It angers me that kids 10 years younger than me see the Beatles as their heroes. I have to say they're my heroes, they're not your heroes. Your heroes are bubblegum chewing people.
But I remember when I just got out of high school, I was introduced to Acapulco Gold. And I, of course, thought it was the greatest thing that ever happened, and immediately went to Acapulco, $12 a kilo, or about $5 or $6 a pound.
And how much does it cost now?
People sell excellent marijuana from anywhere from $500 to $2,000 a pound.
Well, you might ask, did Paul buy that knife or not?
I wouldn't buy that knife. I'll learn to do without it.
Maybe somebody will give you a knife, Paul. Or maybe you'll find the one that you lost. Or,
No. In any case, no young geezer would ever go out and buy that knife. A young geezer, a true young geezer, a person who is a young geezer to the very core of his existence would just sit there and complain. That's what it is to become a young geezer of America. By cracky.
Paul and Malou Olswang, young geezers in Eugene, Oregon. If you'd like to be considered a young geezer, you can apply through All Things Considered. Just send a postcard with your name, age, and daytime phone number, and in 25 words or less, explain how it used to be and why it was better then than today. Send your application to Bellyaching, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. The address again, Bellyaching, National Public Radio, Washington, D.C., 20036. That used to be Zone 6.